Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Each one of us has aspects of our personality or character that we'd like to change for the better. This could entail controlling your anger. You may feel that, you know, I just lose my temper at times. Or it may be being more friendly. Sometimes you're just lost in your thoughts and you don't greet people. Or it may be that you take things too seriously and you get too stressed. Or perhaps, you know, you haven't given much thought to expressing and displaying gratitude to others. So there are definitely aspects of our personality and character that we'd all like to change, and we'd all acknowledge that we have some flaws and some shortcomings with regards to that. Now, no matter what we would like to achieve, there's a principle that works very effectively, and that is, be 1% better today than you were yesterday. Be 1% better today than you were yesterday. Because if you grow by 1% each day, do the maths, you can totally transform yourself in just 3 months. 3 months, you'll have 100% change in your life. The problem is that sometimes we have too lofty goals. Now, having lofty goals are wonderful. However, when we focus on making major changes in our lives, we get overwhelmed, and then that takes us to a state of inaction, that we just give up. It's just too hard, I can't make it. And very often we experience a moment of inspiration and motivation, and we make big plans on how we're going to change our lives, only to realize that with the time passing, the excitement begins to wither away, and you are where you are. Nothing has changed. Ramadan has come and gone. Hajj has been experienced, but I'm still the same person. I haven't improved my character. I haven't added to my worship. I haven't done anything substantial that I can show. And one of the problems that we have also is the fact that we need to understand that there are no shortcuts. As humans, we often want to cheat and take the easiest path by cutting corners and hoping for the best. Instead of exercising for 20 minutes each morning in order to lose weight, we tend to seek a magic pill or a special piece of gym equipment. And we hope that that will do all the magic. But that does not work in the long run. Change does not happen coincidentally. We have to make constructive effort towards change. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in Surah Ra'd, verse number 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Almighty Allah will not change the conditions of people until they do not show a will for change. And that will begins with a plan. We need to have a plan on how we would hope to change. The starting point is to have goals and then to work towards that goal. I would like to be more kind. I would like to be more calm. I would like to control my tongue. I would like to abstain from backbiting. So that is the will. And then to work out a plan on how are you going to achieve that. That is part of our deen. Not to just be haphazard and take things in our stride. Many people, they pride themselves that, you know, I'm a very spontaneous thing. I just do things on the spur of the moment. Well, our deen teaches us to be meticulous, to be foresighted, to be deliberate in what we do. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had once uttered the statement in the hadith where he addressed Sayyidina Abu Dharr by saying, Ya Abu Dharr, la aqlaka tadbir. Sayyidina Abu Dharr, the highest level of planning is intelligence, or intelligence is the highest level of planning. So if you'd like to achieve a goal, you need to take daily steps towards that goal. And what is required is discipline. When we look, the most productive people all have certain habits in their daily routine that contribute to their success. You will never change your life until you change something you do on a daily basis. Your activities on a daily basis needs to contribute towards your change in your life. And if you study the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with specific focus on daily and regular routine, it's an eye-opener. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was meticulous with his planning, and he lauded things that were done in small steps, but it was done meticulously. There's a hadith which states, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are done regularly, even if they are little. So improving yourself and enhancing your character is not a destination. Rather, it's an ongoing process. Many people expect big results prematurely and get disillusioned and discouraged. What they do not realize is that almost all success is the result of simple tasks done over an extended period of time. So ask yourself, how can you improve by just 1% today?